pendulation is a master tool in accessing the rhythms of healing pain. Now, you've already been preparing for pendulation by working with circular breathing and other practices as well. And even if you've practiced this kind of thing before, we really encourage you to try this exercise to further refine your skills and your understanding of this vitally important process. First, find a position where you can sit comfortably or lay down with the right type of support that allows you to be alert and relaxed without falling asleep. And clear your time, clear the space for 15, 20 minutes. Turn off your cell phones. Begin by scanning your body for areas of expansion as well as for areas of contraction or tightness. Imagine now that you're going on an expedition of discovery. Explore each island of comfort or expansion and each area of constriction as if you could pull up a chair next to you and get to know it. What sensations do you find? Use your breath to explore more deeply by gently directing your breath into the center of each of these locations where you feel either expansion or the contraction. And what are you noticing? What do you encounter? Now, use your focused attention to shift back and forth from the smallest area of discomfort to the smallest area of comfort, bridging back and forth several times with your awareness, just kind of shifting your inner flashlight. Okay, this is where I feel discomfort, and this is where I feel some comfort. And get a feel, the sense of shifting from constriction to expansion. Do you feel a sense of gradually encountering a little more expansion each time or not? If not, what's the difference in your experience? Then gradually shift your attention to the medium-sized areas of constriction and contraction. Feel the rhythm of shifting back and forth to those two places. What happens this time? Finally, travel from the largest area of discomfort or pain to the largest area of expansion or comfort. Again, shift back and forth several times, using your breath to occupy, to inhabit fully each of these locations. Notice the rhythm of this movement. Does it feel different from the earlier bridging? If so, how? How does a sense of flow and expansion help to shift specific areas of pain and tightness? What is the general overall change in the sensations of constriction that you started with? What does this teach you about the overall rhythms of pain? Now, once you've got this level of comfort, you can just go to an area where you feel constriction and pain and just note it until it changes on its own to expansion. And then as you expand, notice that at some point that expansion will contract again. And this really is the essence of the rhythm of pendulation, that every part of our body, every part of our organism, our psyche is always in a state of contraction and expansion. It's like there are no valleys without mountains, no mountains without valleys. As you experience this shift between now it's constricting and the pain is intensifying, now I'm sensing a quality of expansion in my body, in my muscles, in my gut, and now I notice the pain reducing or whatever. So, how does a sense of flow and expansion help you to shift specific areas of pain and tightness? That's what we really want to learn. And this is something you can always do when you're feeling pain, because you can go to what's underneath the pain, because it's almost always underneath the pain there's some quality of constriction and some quality of contraction. And as you feel that contraction again getting tighter and tighter and tighter, then it will go into a gradual expansion, and then it constricts a little bit, but not as much this time, and expands even more, and then contracts a little bit and expands more, until you really discover that your natural state is one of expansion and freedom from pain. What really creates freedom from pain is this rhythm between contraction and expansion. This natural rhythm, this organic rhythm of expansion, contraction, contraction, expansion. And when we experience this rhythm, our pain fundamentally begins to shift.